The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. A show that looks good, feels good, and sounds good. This is When in Rome with Stuart Rome.
Welcome back to another When in Rome with Stuart Rome. He's the owner of the Woodhouse Day Spa. We talked about you a lot today as we recorded our ABC 3340 show. When you come back on television with us, Stuart?
I need to get back, maybe next week.
Yeah, we're due. We've gone through Mother's Day and Father's Day now, and we're getting into spring and summertime and weddings and stuff like that. And we were talking, we are 62 days away from college football. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, I know. It's great.
So, I mean, it's going to be right around the corner. And, of course, along with that comes all the holidays that come along with it. So it's going to be fantastic. And I cannot believe we're already licking on the end of July. So it's going to be unbelievable. Something that everyone's trying to do, and they do that when they go to the Woodhouse Day Spa, too, is obviously they want to look and feel the best they possibly can. So today we're doing our favorite, well, we call it pole dance workouts, but any type of workout music, something that people can feel comfortable working out to, rockers. We can do this, and maybe it's aimed a little bit at women, maybe a little bit.
Yeah. Well, you know, the big craze of the pole dance workouts, and I'm sure they're great for your core. So these songs kind of go along with that, you know?
You know, it's unfortunate that the pole dancing's got such a bad rap, because it really is. It really does use a lot of it's very difficult.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
it's
Yeah. I mean, it's not, you don't have to see, you know, Jamie Lee Curtis and True Lies to realize just how difficult it is to keep your balance and not bust your ass when you're wrapped around a pole. I so happen to know some people that use the pole in their business. And it is an art form. It really is. It's really good. Okay. Are you there? Are you still there?
Yep.
Yeah. And I'm sure you know some people like that too. 905-7676, 905-7676, birmingham.woodhousespas.com. What is going on at the Woodhouse Day Spa? What's happening, man?
Oh, man, it's great. We've got the Father's Day. Oh, I got to give a shout out to my spa coordinator, Jordan. She's sitting right here next to me.
Awesome.
She's also a licensed esthetician, but right now she's kind of handling the front for us.
Okay.
We got the Father's Day, and had all that beer out. It was great. Still have some in the fridge I just saw, so that's good for me, you know.
There you go. And,
grab a couple of those on the way out. But so now we go into the summertime, and it's all about skincare and sun care, and we'll be dealing with all that stuff all summer long, and getting the toes done, you know, for sandal weather, and waxing done for bikini weather, and all that good stuff. So there's always something going on at the Woodhouse, you know.
There you go. There's no doubt, and it certainly is the place. I would think that you probably need to schedule two appointments: one before you go to the beach, so you are prepared, so you're ready to go, so you're looking your best down there in the sunshine, and then certainly when you come back, it's crazy how sand gets them in some crazy places and things like that. You probably want to come back. And kind of, you know, just go back and do, you know, do some touch-up work.
You might need you probably need a massage or body treat when you get back to recover.
Yeah, and your nails can get banged up, and you get sand and seaweed and, you know, stuff like that. Yeah, you probably just want to go ahead and do a little, do something like that. Let me ask you this, and we'll get to emails, info@tonycurryradio.net, info@tonycurryradio.net. We always get a ton of emails. We try to read all of them, regardless of what they're talking about, because a lot of people ask you personal questions. Exfoliation.
Yep.
How important is exfoliation? What are the benefits of exfoliation? I know there's some guys that probably have never taken, I don't know what they even call those foot pads, one of those pads that rub your corns off. There's probably some guys that go an entire life without ever touching their feet with one of those things. Can we talk about some of the pros and cons of those?
Yeah, guess what? I'm going to have Jordan answer that question.
Okay.
The benefits of exfoliation. That's totally
benefits of exfoliating are fresh new skin coming in, helps with fine lines and wrinkles, decongesting the skin. So those pores that are congested with dirt oil,
there you go.
It's going to help get that out, clean it. So skin looks fresh. It can produce, fresh skin, new skin cells, just promote healthy glowing skin.
There you go. I remember, and this is a generational thing, but I remember my mom sitting in her chair with her feet in a tub of hot water. It was kind of disgusting. Well, it was disgusting, period. Let's just say what it is. But she'd sit there and she had razor blades and like a small pair of scissors and stuff, and she'd be cutting her corn. She'd be cutting the things off her feet, which was like, but she did it more from a pain standpoint. Can you talk a little bit about, like, if you don't keep those things cut back and stuff, you can cause like a lot of pain.
Yeah, I'm sure that can cause a lot of pain. And I would recommend going to Woodhouse to get a pedicure to help with that. Mm-hmm. Just to keep the skin exfoliated, help keep that at bay. So I'm sure it'll be like a monthly thing that kind of comes about. And getting those pedicures where they're scrubbing the bottom of the feet, clipping the nails, kind of keeps everything in a healthy balance for the skin.
And again, you guys, there's nothing you guys have not seen. So I know a lot of guys don't want to go, or maybe for whatever reason, a woman just never have been pampered and they're always afraid to get in there. And they're like, oh, my feet are banged up. They look horrible. You guys have seen it all, right? And you can make it look
good. We've seen it all. It is part of the job. And we're just here to make sure everyone leaves feeling refreshed, rejuvenated, and feeling pampered.
I love that. Thank you so much for your answer. You're wonderful. I appreciate you. Come on the show anytime.
Thank you so much.
Come on the show anytime. Anytime.
Thank you so much.
All right. Put Stuart back on there. Hey, she did pretty good there. I was sharing a story. It's not something I would probably share on a date or something, but I remember my mom sitting with a bucket of hot water. This should just go to say a generation. My dad bought my mother a bucket for Mother's Day, and she was just
a bucket.
Yeah, huh. She was so happy because she would needed a bucket to fill with hot water, and she would sit there and watch Wheel of Fortune while her feet were soaking. So that would loosen up that skin. And then she'd sit there and she had razor blades. She would use razor blades, to cut all the dead skin off of her feet. And she'd do that like once a month. Yeah. It was just something I just remember. And it was just such a normal thing. I mean, I just was like, I thought everybody did that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we have tools that are different from razor blades that are probably safer, but I'm sure that did the trick as long as she knows how to use them.
Yeah. But the problem is she'd always cut it back too short. Then her feet would be sore. And there are some good things about having calluses because, I mean, I know some people that, you know, could run on gravel. I'm one of those people that my feet, you know, I'm the Lego guy, right? I touch a Lego, I step on a Lego, man, I am in some pain for about 3 or 4 days. My feet are really, really sensitive, but there's some people that, you know, can run on coals, and so I guess it's a little different from an exfoliation standpoint.
Yeah, it's, I think the people that run on coals probably need more help than exfoliation, but
you're probably right. All right, we're doing songs, and listen, there's nothing like someone that's got some good sexy feet and likes to work out with their feet. I'm sure there's some type of workout you could do with your feet. We're looking for pole dancing workouts and songs that would be perfect for that. I want you to give you our first song. Go.
Yeah, we're going to go with Cherry Pie, of course.
Cherry Pie and Winger. These are great songs that you can work out to. Or if you have, do you know anyone that's got a pole at their house?
Not at the house. I know a couple of bars that have them that I go to. And they get used a lot on the dance floor. But, nobody's house, I'm sure. They probably do have them. I just don't know about them.
Yeah. And I will say this. It is a lot of fun to watch someone tackle that pole for the first time. And if they don't know what they're doing,
the centrifugal
force of the body will take you flying. Certainly after you've had a couple of drinks. It's actually pretty funny. And it's funny because, you know, we used to always, when I did my Jitterbugs gigs, we always did bikini contests. We did naval battles. We'd always do the beach baby contest. We're always trying to figure out a way to have some type of theme to get women to show up and win cash. And man, if we had something like a poll, that would have been a great idea. But back then, it just wasn't that big of a deal. And quite frankly, it wasn't as mainstream as it is now. Polls are, I mean, very mainstream. I've got a couple friends of mine that actually have them at their homes. I kid them about it, but they actually use them to work out.
Yeah, well, we had a bar in New Orleans that had one for about a month. Great bar, I go to it all the time, but they had it for about a month, but their insurance company made them take it out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
mean, you imagine the liability. Everybody's drunk falling off the onto the heads.
Yeah,
in the bar.
That's the one. Yeah, you probably have to keep your head above your feet. You're probably in pretty good shape. 905-767-6 905-767-6 Woodhouse Day Spa. We do the show every single week. It's one of our most listened to shows, a hybrid show. It's won awards. We're super proud of that. And of course, we play some classic rock throughout the show as well. We're doing your best workout shows. What would you say, since we're talking about workouts, and this is pretty good? You know, you take care of yourself. You obviously can look at you and tell that you work out, you go to a gym, you do your things. A lot of people, you can't tell, but for people that are wanting to get into this lifestyle of actually taking care of their bodies, maybe cutting back on, the red meat, cutting back in the sweets and actually saying, you know, I got 20 and I had an epiphany recently. I turned 59 and I thought to myself, well, can I make it another 30 years, which would be 90, which would be a really good life. I think 90 is really good, yep. But I mean, I'm certainly 14 or 15 years beyond what I should be. So I started cleaning things up. I'm thinking, you know what, I'm going to stop doing my dip things. I'm going to stop eating so much red meat. And I'm still a guy. I still like to enjoy it. But one of the things is I walk about 3 or 4 miles a day. What would be a good, yep. What would be something good for you? Just tell some people some small ways that they can perhaps get. Our problem is we want it to crank overnight. We want to do something right now. We want to look better by next week. That's why the semaglutide thing is such a big thing, because you can lose that weight in a month, month and a half. But if you do just a little bit every single day, man, over the course of months, it can really make a huge difference.
Yeah. I mean, you know, of course it depends on the age group we're talking about. If you've got younger guys that want to build muscle, then, you know, the gym's pretty good spot for that. Although, you know, I worked out a lot when I was younger and my shoulders aren't great because the weights are too heavy. So, it's kind of been proven that's not such a great thing, but, I mean, the best thing to do, you know, you need to get the heart rate first up, you know, for at least 30 minutes. So, walking's great. Like you do 3 miles a day. You just start over there. If you're starting from scratch, you know, just walk. And then maybe after a few weeks, you're going to want to add some muscle training in there, but you can use, you know, I love using resistance bands instead of weights.
Yeah, those are good.
They're really good. That you can do so many different exercises with one band. It's amazing. And I love to sweat. So I'll go to a couple of these like hot works. I went this morning that is just kind of like yoga type stuff, stretching, but you're in a sauna. So you're sweating all the stuff. I try to combine a bunch of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't get really bored with one thing. But like I said, if you're just starting out, you know, don't try to run into the gym, go for 2 hours and try to really get, cause you're going to quit, you know, you're going to quit in a week.
Yep.
Just start to walk, you know, get the heart rate up and start feeling better. And then you just start adding things as you feel like it.
Yeah, it really is amazing. And I think, you know, most people say that if you want to lose some weight, we can all do that. It's a pound and a half a week. It doesn't sound like a lot. You'll probably like, well, I won't even see it. But then again, you know, after 4 weeks, you're talking 6 pounds. And you know, after a month, next thing you know, you 6 pounds is something to be said about. If you hold a bowling ball or something like that, you realize just how much weight you're losing. So it's a good thing, and it's never too late to get started. I don't want to be one of those people that, you know, I want to be able to move. And again, I had my neck done last year. I had my shoulder done. I'm losing weight. I'm doing all these things because I want to be around, and I certainly want to be around for my kids, and I want to be coming to the Woodhouse Day Spa when I'm in my 80s, getting after it. So emails, info@tonycurryradio.net. info@tonycurryradio.net. We'll dive into it next. Give me another great song you can work out to, brother. Go.
Yeah, this is a great one because, you know, this kind of goes along with the pedicures. We used to, like, we have a seasonal sugar scrub pedicure. Mm-hmm. So this is Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Pour Some Sugar on Me, and Def Leppard will be coming to the brand new Coca-Cola Amphitheater. I went down there earlier today. A nice pick on music. I've seen Def Leppard, I think, probably, I can honestly say that I've seen them more than I've seen any other artist. I've certainly brought them on stage more than any other artist. I think I've told several stories about the party I went to in the round with the band one night. It was just unbelievable. It was fantastic. Just, it's amazing what people do when they get out and they're just like school teachers, lawyers. It doesn't matter what you are, man. When they start cranking up the rock and roll, baby, all inhibitions are out the window.
Yep.
They get after it. It's really, really cool. You, I don't know if you knew this or not, info@tonycurryradio.net, but I had my next email question was about foods. Sally wants to know in Birmingham, what types of foods can be used as therapies? And I swear that was the next email I got, and you got Pour Some Sugar on Me. Can you talk about some different things? I know people put, you know, like cucumbers over the eyes. What are some other uses of
big one I can tell you right off the bat is seaweed. Okay. And we have a couple of products with seaweed, but we actually used to use real seaweed from Ireland. Problem was it kept clogging up the tub and all that stuff, so it was very difficult to work with. But it has tons of nutrients in it. Comes salt, it's great. And of course, we use seaweed and sushi and various other things, yeah. Seaweed salad. So that's the one that comes to mind immediately. But of course, like you said, the cucumbers on the eyes, cold cucumbers. Can't think of anything else off the bat, but I'm sure, unless you consider comfort food, like a big giant Whopper meal. Is that therapy?
I
don't
know. I guess it could be. I used to have a friend of mine that ran like, you know, like 30 or 40 miles a week. And then he would run 10, 15 miles a day. And then he'd eat like 4 or 5 Big Macs right afterwards, which it cannot be healthy. And we have talked a lot about different types of things you can bathe in. Oatmeal. Well, I know we talk about Jell-O. I don't know if there's any good things about Jell-O. We certainly love to see women wrestle in it or lay in it. Mud baths, pudding. Can you talk anything about any type of absorption situation? Beer. We've had people that I know that you can use beer or wines, different things that you can actually submerge your body in. And somehow, I don't know how that works or how that's good for your skin, but skin tightening types of formulas.
I mean, there's products out there. Like we use, we do have a mud wrap here at the Woodhouse, but it, you know, we don't go outside of the summit and dig up the garden and put mud all over you. That's not the mud
wrap.
Maybe
you should. That'd be good.
I know it might work. You have worms all over you kind of mixed in, but you know, not to pick those things out. But yeah, it's you know, it looks like mud, but it's full of nutrients. It's basically the skincare, body care product that we use. So when you hear about mud wraps, it's typically going to be, you know, a professional product that's manufactured by, you know, a reputable manufacturer like SkinCeuticals or Babor, one of those companies. So that's kind of where that came from. There's probably maybe some ancient, Oriental, ancient Eastern European type place that maybe incorporate real, but, you know, I'm not sure. I certainly am not going to go out and dig it up.
All right. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Tom in Birmingham says, I listen to the show every single week. Tom, we greatly appreciate that. He said, tell Stuart. I said, hey, with a smiley face. Hey. I don't know, you guy named Tom, I guess. He wants to know if you guys sell any type. He said, I listen to the show a lot. It sounds like it's more of a health food place than a workout place. It's not. We do talk a lot about healthy things here because it's important that, you know, you go down to the Woodhouse Day Spa, anyone can go and anyone's going to feel better about themselves when they go. But at the same time, we do want you to go back. And when you're proud of your body, you want to take care of it and go in the Woodhouse Day Spa. Certainly a way to do that. But he wanted to know if you guys have any special recipe books or any types of get well books or how I can feel better about myself books. And if you don't, where can I find some?
Well, we don't, and actually it's a good idea that, you know, probably something I could put together because I have a lot of recipes of my own that I use that I cook, love to cook when I'm home or, you know, at least have more than one person to cook for. And, but yeah, I mean, if you go, there's so many books out there. I mean, Amazon obviously is the most obvious place to just go search, but, I like going, you know, I like the old style, like going to the Barnes and Noble here in the Summit and just sitting there and going to the, you know, health section and just kind of perusing through all that stuff, get a cup of coffee and find something that, you know, interests you.
Let me interrupt you real quick. There's so much crap out there. You know, everything from the Atkins diet, science diets. I mean, there's just so many different things and different things work for different people. And I would suggest that, you know, when you go into something, you know, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, but you hear that all meat diet, we've had the all McDonald's diet, things actually work, but it's not healthy for you to consume one type of food and not the other five things. And I will just tell you this, and it's taken me 60 years to figure this out. If you want to lose weight, it's real easy. You lose more than you take in. That's all you got to do. I mean, period. That's all you got to do. I mean, you can count your calories. You can do whatever you want. But if you're walking around the neighborhood and you're burning off 1,700 calories, which, by the way, is about 13 or 1,400 miles, it seems like, and you get back and you're taking in more than 1,700 calories, I think the typical thing is 20 grams of fat and 2,000 calories a day for your typical human being. But, hell, you can go through that into one meal at Olive Garden. So, I mean, if you're out and you're like, well, I want to enjoy my good things, well, you know, you want to enjoy your good things. It doesn't mean you need to cut things out. For example, you know, I've been trying to lose a little weight, lost 6 pounds last week. And so I just had a bowl of ice cream last night instead of dinner. I mean, is it healthy? No, but I felt good knowing that at least I'm not taking on the extra calories, but a lot of it's just common sense, right?
Yeah. I mean, for the most part, you know, the reason why you want to definitely mix the exercise in there and get that heart rate up is not just for heart health, but also you're going to boost your metabolism. And, and once your metabolism gets rolling, if you're on a consistent workout schedule, then that's going to help burn fat a lot faster than if you were just sitting down, just not consuming calories like you used to. So that's why it's kind of important to mix the two together. And yeah, like you said, there's so many different diets, but there's so many that are unhealthy. I mean, you know, the low carb thing's great, keto, don't eat bread, but you can eat as much meat as you want, which means your cholesterol is going to skyrocket, right?
Sure.
So there's always a downside to anything like that, any quick fix, any special diet. But the most obvious one is, you know, eat your greens, cut back on some of the meat intake, eat healthy, and of course, avoid sugar, which is awful.
Yeah.
Sugar's a killer. And salt, and just, you know, get the heart up and get moving.
I think for the most part, you know, if we cut out soda pops, which are, I mean, I got three kids, and so that's certainly something that we strive for around here. It's really, really difficult. And just sweets. I mean, I love to have a bowl of ice cream as much as the next guy. I get it. But man, wait till you get a little older. I mean, you're in your 50s, you realize that. Now you work really hard at it. And that is kind of the focus of our next email here. info@tonycurryradio.net. Kelly in Birmingham says that she's seen you on our television show. And she said, obviously it looks like, he works out and takes care of himself. She said, please ask Stuart what his guilty pleasures are. Or is there anything that, I mean, you're from the New Orleans area, so you could buy. But the thing about New Orleans food, though, is it's really good for you. I mean, it's delicious, but I mean, it's hot, it's spicy, it's a lot of seafood. I mean, it's the hurricanes that you drink with it that are the problems. You're drinking 15 beers every time you get down there. But I mean, what are some of your guilty pleasures? What are some things that you eat that you should?
Yeah, I don't have. You know, I'm fortunate that I don't have a sweet tooth. Well, I always crave dessert. You know, rarely at the end of a meal do I even have a room for dessert, but I'm not the kind of person that's, oh my God, I want ice cream, want this. So I don't really have that sweet tooth. But that being said, yeah, I am from New Orleans, and we can cook as healthy as we want to. We can take a piece of trout and make it and just saute it in a little olive oil, and it'll be fantastic. Or we can deep fry it, which totally changes it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my guilty pleasure, I mean, if there's one thing that I have to think of right off the bat, it's going to be fried chicken. Like New Orleans fried chicken.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, the grease coming out of it and the spicy, then, you know, that would be it, you know, and not dessert, but fried chickens, you know, could be Popeyes, could be homemade, but, it's just, I crave that.
No, I mean, you know what? I worked at Kentucky Fried Chicken, for like two or three years when I was like 14, 15 years old. And,
that's why they call you the Colonel.
That's why they call me the Colonel. And a lot of people are, you know, and people are like, it's like tequila. You know, when you have too much of it, you don't want to have it anymore, which is not true, by the way. I've thrown up on tequila more than once, after I got sick on it. It still tastes good. No, but I'd eat during you're supposed to have like one meal during a shift. I would just constantly be reaching in to the thing and grabbing a chicken thigh or a bone or whatever. And, and I mean, I must have eaten 10, 15 pieces of chicken every time I went to work, but I was 16, 17 years old, you know, and I was playing, I was running hard, I was bicycling, I was getting after it. I could do that, but man, I'm with you on fried chicken. What are your thoughts for Father's Day? I got a digital air fryer. I'm sitting here looking at it right now.
Oh, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
That's a good thing that you have. I use it all the time.
You do. Tell me some of the things that you do in your air fryer that are like, because I mean, I just can't believe that fried chicken would taste good in an air fryer.
You can make, of course, it's not going to be as good as deep fried, but you can do almost anything. I've cooked like New York strip steaks in the air fryer. Cooked chicken's great, chicken breast, you know, those kind of things, vegetables. Does it have a dehydrating setting on it?
It does.
So I've done homemade beef jerky in it.
Oh.
It comes out great. You know, you marinate the meat overnight and you cut it up in little slices, and then you put it in the dehydrator. I think it's about 8 hours. It comes out great. And you know what it's really great for is, you know, those leftovers that you bring home that you never want to stick in the microwave because they get soggy.
Yeah.
You stick them in the air fryer and they get crispy again. And it's like the best way to reheat leftovers.
Oh, wow. Okay. I can't wait to get after it. I asked for some sweatbands and I got myself an air fryer. I was like, I must have done something right.
I think you'll like that better. Yeah.
Yeah. There's those dead eyes. My son's like, what do you want? I said, you know, it's some headbands, you know, those headbands because I got a big nose and I get sweaty in this. And he's like, really? And so, yeah, my kids bring me an air fryer. So now, of course, they're sitting back waiting for me to cook something on it. So I want to get after it. Pretty easy to cook on it.
Very easy. I mean, it's almost foolproof. You press the button, you put the time and the temperature, and you let it go.
There you go. That's one of the things I love about Crock-Pots. There are no temperatures, man. It's just low, medium, and hot, and you just put it in there.
Yeah.
And they're great for Boston butts and everything else. All right. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. We've only done two songs. Give me another song, please.
Yeah, we're going to go with Girls, Girls, Girls.
Girls, Girls, Girls. I am very fond of that song because when I lived in Louisville, Kentucky, that song was out, and I had a pair of SB3 PV speakers along with just a killer. I had an amp that was unbelievable with a couple of Techniques, 1200s, and I used to take that 45 or that EP, and I'd put that thing on Friday nights when I was about ready to head out the door to put me in the right frame of mind. Girls, 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 and it worked almost every single time. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. You have a 6 for $5 deal. I want you to talk briefly about your website, how it changes. This is obviously we're talking late June. So what's the next big day coming up for you? Will you be changing up your website a little bit?
Yeah, well, you know, the 6 for $5. It's great for the summer because the pedicures that you want to get consistently, like we talked about earlier. You basically going to pay for 5 and we're going to give you 6. So you get a completely free service. You can use them anytime. They don't expire. You can share a few of them with friends and family. So it's real versatile, but it's great for summer because those are the kind of things that you do consistently, like the waxing, the pedicures, the manicures, things like that. And those are actually some of the least expensive packages too. So that helps out. But you can use it for anything on the menu, you know, any massage, any facial, you just pay 5, we'll give you 6. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the best deal.
No doubt.
And then, of course, we'll go through the summer, which always flies by. You know, it's already mid-June. And then once school gets back in September, football, we'll probably do a couple of specials there, and before you know it, it'll be coming into November, and then we'll have some Black Friday stuff, and then we'll have Cyber Monday, and then we'll have the holidays. Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous, but we're already thinking about that, you know?
It really is, and it's taken me, I mean, I've been here for 37 years. It took me a good 30 years to realize just how great the South is, not only with the college football, but the seasons. I mean, I like 4 seasons. I can go run and see snow if I want to go see it, but it really is a special time. I mean, you get through the hot part of summertime, man. There's nothing better. I mean, it's the weather's killer. You can play golf 365, 24/7 around here.
Yep.
for the Woodhouse Day Spa. It's a perfect fit. So it's fantastic. Wonderful. Yeah, go ahead.
We'll come up with some special stuff. You know, we always like to do some stuff for Halloween, special treats. And you know, there's always something going on that we can come up with something. So once the summer's done, we'll start posting all that stuff on the site and on social also.
There you go. You and I start rapping about things. We start talking. Next thing you know, we run up against it. So we always have to double up our music. And we're going to do that again today. You got 2 more songs here that are great pole dance and workout songs. Give me your final 2 songs. I'll let you fly. And thank you for all you do, my friend.
Thank you, sir. We're going to do Dr. Feelgood, and we're going to finish up with AC/DC. You Shook Me All Night Long.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.